Welcome to Parenting Matters with Dr. Gloria Morgan on WDKX. I'm letting you know that education is in my DNA. In 2019, I was invited to work with a group of nonprofits that addressed matters related to people of color. The goal of the agencies was to have a platform and provide the newly elected president, presumably it would be Joe Biden, with information and facts to address the challenges of people of color. I'm going to provide you with the statement that was made, in which I believe it is important for all to embrace in order to not let our children fail. Parts of what I share with you today is research and information from the School Climate and Discipline that was done by the U.S. Department of Education, as well as from the Children's Bureau from the Office of the Administration of Children and Families. Both of these organizations, which are funded by the U.S. government, provided data that I will be sharing on today. So here is the statement that the group wanted to share with the newly appointed President Biden. Black youth are routinely subjected to extreme discipline and kicked out of school for behavior that should have resulted in, a better way forward, such as being sent to the principal's office or being provided support by a guidance counselor. This trend towards harsh discipline is known nationally as the school-to-prison pipeline. The overuse of suspension, expulsion, and school-based arrest has real consequences for our schools and communities. Suspensions increases the possibility that a student will repeat a grade, drop out of school, or become involved in the juvenile justice system. The school-to-prison pipeline is a nationwide problem. The U.S. Department of Education estimates that over 3 million students are suspended from school every year, which means that on average, over 16,000 students are being suspended every school day based upon a 180 school day for the year. Black students are suspended and expelled at a rate 3 times greater than white students. This is the remedy suggested among this group of nonprofits. We ask that any codes of conduct be changed to eliminate suspensions for minor, nonviolent, and vague subjective offenses so that no student is unnecessarily caught in the school-to-prison pipeline. I will just interject here that the city of Rochester, the city school district, has tried to enforce this particular remedy. Back to the statement. A discipline matrix that is child-centered, developmentally appropriate, and based on relevant research that clearly defines the interventions and consequences appropriate for each behavior, using suspension only as a last resort. School personnel, which would mean administrators, teachers, teachers' aides, sentries or security personnel, counselors, as well as parents and students, need support, training, and meaningful alternatives like restorative justice to get to the root of the problem so that teachers can teach and students could learn. Key social and emotional competencies such as self-management, resilience, self-awareness, and responsible decision-making will allow for redirecting of a student's energy and avoiding conflict and refocusing on learning, which is why the students and the personnel at the school are there for. To continue, we ask the mandatory training be provided for all administrators and teachers on relevant topics like implicit bias, cultural competency, microaggression, classroom management, and the impact of the school-to-prison pipeline. Now, since 2019, we have seen so much that is being done related to trauma-informed care as well as trauma-informed support. This would be necessary for all parties involved. I share this with you because we do not want to let our children fail. Ponder these statements and be a proactive leader as a parent, as a grandparent, as a foster parent to your children. You have been listening to Parenting Matters with Dr. Gloria Morgan on WDKX. Question: what will you start with to eliminate the school-to-prison pipeline?